The three finalists in the Ryobi One Day Cup are now confirmed, following the final round of group matches in Sydney yesterday. Queensland topped the table after beating Western Australia, progressed straight to the final on Sunday, while New South Wales and Victoria will contest the semi-final tomorrow. Both matches were rain affected, with the Bulls winning over the Warriors by the margin of 35 runs in the Douglas Lewis method. They had reached 145 for 3 in the 30th over, their pursuit of Western Australia's 112 for 9 when rain stopped play. Usman Khawaja was unbeaten on 88 and was named man of the match. The Warriors' innings had early been reduced to 46 overs after a shower when they were 69 for 5. They were able to recover to post a competitive total thanks to Sean Marsh, who made 119. Ryan Harris, Nathan Horitz, Matthew Yale and Ben Cutting each took 2 wickets. The Blues' win over South Australia was by 49 runs. They made 252 for 8 from an interrupted innings that was reduced to 42 overs. Nick Maddinson hit 75 off 74 balls, and 101 with Kurt Patterson helped them bounce back from 52 for 3. Joe Menny had removed both openers en route to figures of 4 for 58, while Johan Botha chipped in with 2 for 29. Sean Abbott hit 50 off 42 balls late on, and then took 3 for 32 when the Redbacks batted to be named man of the match. Only Tom Cooper made anything resembling a sizeable contribution in their run chase with 73 off 62 balls. They were dismissed for 198, being set a revised target of 248 from 41 overs. There is, however, better news off the field for South Australia. Their captain Johan Botha will be able to continue bowling after passing a biomechanical analysis of his bowling action. Botha was reported earlier this month whilst bowling in a Ryobi One Day Cup match, but testing at the Australian Institute of Sport in Canberra has found that all of his deliveries were within the 15-degree elbow extension limit. Botha will be able to bowl the off-spin and the quicker ball in the flickering competitive matches, although there was no mention of Adusra in the press release from Cricket Australia. The Sri Lankan board 11 are within spitting distance of clinching the four-day triangular tournament title. They closed day 2 against Sri Lanka A on 427 for 5, and know that a draw should be enough to see them declared winners. The first day was entirely lost to rain and a wet outfield, but Kumar Sangakkara made up for lost time on day 2. He struck 169 and 122 for the second wicket with Dimas Karunaratne. Karunaratne fell to Ashan Priyanjan for 71, and Mahela Jayawardene then joined his familiar ally at a further 174. He departed 18 short of his century, with Angelo Pereira then hitting a sprightly 49 of only 43 balls. Sangakkara fell late on to end his stay at 252 balls, with Sana Jayawardene and Tisara Pereira, the unbeaten batsman at stumps. The rejigged Pakistan domestic season began today, with the Departmental President's Trophy now running alongside the Regional Qaidi Azam Trophy. The idea is to give more chances to younger players in the regional teams, as well as to save money by running a tighter schedule. The once preeminent Qaidi Azam Trophy is now effectively a second team competition, with 14 sides split into two groups of 8 and 6. The top two sides from the Super 8 group will contest a final. The President's Trophy, meanwhile, now features 11 teams, with Pakistan Television promoted to play first-class cricket. The top two sides after the group stage will also contest a final. On day one, defending champion Sweden Oil and Gas Pipelines were bowled out for 178 by Port Kazim Authority. Abdur Rauf took 552, as only wicketkeeper Mohammad Rizwan passed 50. Port Kazim Authority then closed on 85 for 4 in reply, as Imran Ali struck twice. 18 wickets fell at Rawalpindi as Pakistan Television marked their debut by being bowled out for 125. Imran Ali top scorer was 28, while Saddam Hussein took 5 for 36 and Yasser Arafat 3 for 57. Rizwan Akbar and Waqas Ahmed then shared 7 wickets as Khan Research Laboratories reached stumps on 117 for 8 in reply. National Bank had the better of day 1 against Pakistan International Airlines. Sami Aslam ended on 59 not out, as they closed 123 for 3 after dismissing Airlines for 135. All-rounder Hamad Azam took 4 for 25, while Azir Ul Haq did the early damage. He had a hand in all of the first 4 wickets to fall, as he finished with 3 for 32, as well as effecting a run-out. Habib Bank Limited closed on 38 without loss, bowling out State Bank for 226. Opener Rahul Majeed hit a fluent 69, with the bulk of the run scoring the second wicket set of 84 with Umair Khan. Usman Saeed then made 64 and shepherded the middle and low order to what should be a competitive total. Ace Santadil emerged the pick of the Habib Bank attack with 5.53. Salman Anwar took 3 for 37. Water and Power Development Authority reached stumps on 291 for 7, the 75 overs against Zawai Tarakiti Bank Limited. Captain Amer Shahzad was the most fluent of their batsmen and top scorer with 81 off only 92 balls. Wicketkeeper Kalim Ahmed had early hit 43 at the top of the order, while Adnan Rees finished the day undefeated with 56. Imran Khan was the comfortable pick of the Zawai Tarakiti Bank bowlers with 5 for 63. In the Qaidi Azam Trophy Super 8 group, Rawalpindi reached 358 for 5 against Bahawalpa. Silcock closed on 299 for 6 against Lahore Ravi, and Abbottabad reached 259 for 8 against Karachi Blues. The Plate League saw Karachi Whites dominate Lahore Shalimar by reaching 315 for 4. Hyderabad managed 248 for 6 against Quetta, and Moulton waltzed 278 for 3 against Faisalabad, thanks to unbeaten 154 from Omar Usman Learcat. And one piece of county cricket news to finish with. Stuart Broad has signed a 3-year contract extension with Nottinghamshire. The deal will of course only kick in if Broad loses his central contract.